Greetings and salutations. This is your little one. And I have been asked to keep reading Dune for a bit of hysterical literature. And how can I say no to that? I'm really curious if I'm going to last any longer than I did last time. So maybe I'll try to hold out. It's difficult, I mean, obviously, but let's go. Arrakis, Dune, desert planet. Paul fell asleep to dream of an Arrakine cavern, silent people all around him moving in the dim light of snow globes. It was solemn there, and like a cathedral as he listened to a faint sound, the drip, drip, drip of water. Even while he remained in the dream, Paul knew he would remember it upon awakening. He always remembered the dreams that were predictions. The dream faded. Paul awoke to feel himself in the warmth of his bed, thinking. This world of Castle Caladan without play or companions his own age perhaps did not deserve sadness and farewell. Dr. Yue, his teacher, had hinted that the Fawfreluch's class system was not rigidly guarded on Arrakis. The planet sheltered people who lived at the desert edge without Cade or Bashar to command them. Willow the Sand people, called Freemen. Marked down on no census of the Imperial Regate. It's so much harder to read this with words. Don't make sense. Fuck. Arrakis. Dune. Desert planet. Paul sensed his own tensions, decided to practice one of the mind-body lessons his mother had taught him. Three quick breaths triggered the responses. He fell into the floating awareness, focusing on the consciousness. Aortal dilation. Avoiding the unfocused mechanism of consciousness. To be conscious by choice. Blood enriched and swift flooding the overload regions. One does not obtain food safety freedom by instinct alone. Animal consciousness does not extend beyond the given moment, nor into the idea that its victims may become extinct. The animal destroys and does not produce. Animal pleasures remain close to sensation levels. And avoid the perceptual. The human requires a background grid through which to see his universe. Focused consciousness by choice, this forms your grid. Bodily integrity follows nerve blood flow according to the deepest awareness of cell needs. All things, cells, beings, are impermanent. Strive for flow permanence within. Over and over and over, within Paul's floating awareness, the lesson rolled. When dawn touched Paul's windowsill with yellow light, he sensed it through closed eyelids, opened them, hearing then the renewed bustle and hurry in the castle, seeing the familiar patterned beams of his bedroom ceiling. The hall door opened and his mother peered in, hair like shaded bronze held with a black ribbon at the crown, her oval face emotionless and green eyes staring solemnly. "You're awake," she said. "Did you sleep well?" "Yes." He studied the tallness of her, saw the hint of tension in her shoulders as she chose clothing for him from the closet racks. Fuck. Another might have missed the tension, but she had trained him in the Bene Gesserit way, the minutiae of observation. She turned, holding a semi-formal jacket for him. It carried the red Atreides hawk crest above the breast pocket. "Hurry and dress," she said. "Reverend Mother is waiting." "I dreamed of her once," Paul said. "Who is she?" She was my teacher at the Bean Gesserit school. Now she's the Emperor's truth-sayer, and Paul, she hesitated. You must tell her about your dreams. I will. Is she the reason we got Arrakis? We did not get Arrakis. Jessica flicked dust from a pair of trousers, hung them with the jacket on the dressing stand beside his bed. Don't keep Reverend Mother waiting. Paul sat up, hugged his knees. What's a Gom Jabbar? Again. Oh, fuck. The training she had given him exposed her almost invisible hesitation, a nervous betrayal he felt as fear. Jessica crossed to the window, flung wide the draperies, stared across the river orchards, toward Mount Sayubi. You'll learn about the Gom Jabbar soon enough, she said. He heard... Fuck! He heard the fear in her voice and wondered at it. Jessica spoke without turning. Reverend Mother is waiting in my morning room. Please hurry. Oh, God. Okay. The Reverend Mother Gaius Helen Mahayam sat in a tapestried chair, watching mother and son approach. Windows on each side of her overlooking the curving southern bend of the river and the green farm lands. Family. Oh my god! Oh my god! Fuck! Yes! Yeah! Oh! Decided for me that it was done reading. I couldn't hold back. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, that was so nice. Oh, that was so fucking good. Oh. Okay. Let me know if I should keep doing hysterical literatures, if I should keep doing them with Dune, or if you have a recommendation for something else for me to read. Oh. Okay. Thank you for listening.